I'm Dan Klefstad. The family of University of Illinois visiting scholar Yingying Zhang created an endowment fund in her memory. Zhang was kidnapped and murdered in 2017 by former doctoral student Brent Christensen, who is now serving a sentence for life without parole. At a news conference Monday, U of I Chancellor Robert Jones thanked the Zhang family for their generosity and invited others to contribute to ensure financial support for international students in crisis and their families.
We have seen the Zhang family face the darkest and the saddest and the most difficult experience imaginable, with nothing but grace, kindness, and gratitude to all. But even now, in the days following the trial, as they prepare to return home, the family is thinking about how they might help others in the years to come.
Speaking through a translator, Zhang's father described Yingying as smart, beautiful, and kind, and said the family faced indescribable suffering. He said the endowment fund is meant to celebrate and honor her life. In other news, a new Illinois law aims to curb predatory lending by giving people more options. Sean Crawford has more.
It's estimated 1 in 5 Illinois households don't use banks, mainly because they can't meet the requirements of startup fees and minimum deposits. So they turn to payday loan shops, even for basic services like cashing a paycheck. The result is high fees and interest rates. Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza says the new law will ask banks and credit unions to list what they offer in the way of low-cost methods for opening an account.
We'll set up a window on our website where people can enter their address, and we'll say, here's the nearest bank to you with an appropriate account that will work for you.
Mendoza adds that giving more people access to low-cost banking will help them avoid the cycle of bad credit that prevents them from being able to save and invest. I'm Sean Crawford.
A Cook County sheriff's deputy helping a motorist on a northern Illinois street was killed when the stalled vehicle was struck by another vehicle. Officer Ronald Prohaska was working in the stalled vehicle's engine compartment Sunday when the crash occurred on a bridge over the Illinois River in Morris. According to police, several people were taken from the scene to Morris Hospital for treatment. Prohaska was airlifted to Good Samaritan Hospital in Downers Grove, where he died from his injuries. Authorities say Matthew Taylor of Morris was issued a citation for failure to reduce speed. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Authorities say they've determined an online threat of a potential school shooting in southeast Missouri was a hoax. On Saturday afternoon, the Perryville Police Department was alerted to a social media post depicting a rubber band gun and a caption threatening to shoot up a school on Monday. Even though the post had already been removed, detectives were able to identify the owner of the account as a student at Perry County Middle School. A family member brought the student to the police station, where officers determined the post was meant as a joke, and the student had no intention of harming anyone and had no direct access to firearms. Perry County Middle School is taking its own disciplinary actions in the case. The Juvenile Justice Office is determining whether any criminal charges will be filed. State Senator Jason Berrickman says he's not opposed to tweaking a new law that would further protect some sexual assault victims from further trauma. A measure that Berrickman sponsored was signed last month. It prevents sexual assault victims from being arrested at the hospital if they have a minor arrest warrant filed against them.
Yeah, they're going to turn a blind eye. I think it's for a few days it stays in effect. And is it perfect? No. Will we revisit it? Maybe. But I thought it was an important step.
The Bloomington Republican says this does not directly address potential reluctance of any women who are wanted on a warrant to report sexual assaults. He says he'll wait for advocacy organizations to report back on the effects of the measure before deciding whether to revisit it. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and storms today. Some could be strong to severe. I'm Jennifer Fuller.